Agencies have problems with recruitment, training, leadership development, and succession planning. That's not an outside criticism. It's coming from their own employees. The Partnership for Public Service and Deloitte analyzed the most recent Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey to come up with some ideas for improving the employee experience. David Dye is the Director of Federal Human Capital Services at Deloitte, and he joins us to tell us more. Hi, David.
Hi, Emily. Nice to be speaking with you on this important topic.
Well, very good. So once agencies hire employees, you say in your report, there's a honeymoon period, but it doesn't last long. What starts to happen?
It doesn't last very long. And, you know, it's interesting, as you may know, we have an opportunity throughout the year to look at these data that do come from the voice of the federal employees, and we've looked at it from a number of different angles, innovation, differences between what senior executives and the rank and file say. So in this case, what we're looking at, and you mentioned a number of opportunities there from recruitment, development, succession planning. How do we dissect this in a way? And I think in this case, what we're trying to say is there's an experience for an employee in their career, and how do we tap into that from the time they begin to the time they leave? And so this honeymoon period that you mentioned, it's pretty short in federal service. And what we find in these data is that the overall commitment and satisfaction score drops about 10 points after the first year, which is a pretty significant drop.
And what's going through people's heads? I mean, I know you're getting aggregate data on this, but do you have any sense of what happens after that first year?
Well, we've done a lot of work on this, not only through the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, but looking at employee engagement overall. And my easiest answer might be to say that there's lots of ways that we try and motivate and inspire employees. But in reality, what happens is that we probably end up doing just the opposite, which is demotivating them. You know, we create barriers. We miss out on opportunities. We don't give people all the reason to believe that they can have a contribution to their agency's mission. So I really think it's about finding ways to demotivate rather than focusing more on the motivation side, and that might help on the honeymoon period.
And is it just a question that supervisors, other superiors in agencies are just busy focused on the work, that they're not taking time to ask employees how they're doing or what they would like to do or how they might help their careers grow?
Great question. I do think it very much is a aspect of how you spend your time. I think it's also just taking a moment out, particularly for people who are in supervisory or managerial positions, and just asking about, you know, what role do I play here in people's careers? Not only do I have to find the time, but what are those opportunities and maybe even the responsibilities that I have? You know, one of the, I think the other interesting, maybe troubling findings in this particular snapshot is with the younger workforce, and we cite some statistics here of some pretty startling numbers. When you look at the federal workforce under the age of 30 between 2010 and 2015, it's dropped from just over 9% to about 6.5%. Those under 25, we were at 2% in 2010, and it's less than 1% now. So the federal government has a real challenge now, particularly in terms of attracting and developing and retaining younger workers, when the nationwide workforce is about four times that for those age groups. So big challenge.
What sort of things can the government do differently when it comes to recruiting? And I have to say, I thought that this was an interesting finding, that employees themselves are saying that recruitment is a problem because they are the people who actually accepted the job offers and are now working there.
Yeah. Well, let me, think about this employee experience, and I view these different touch points or events or opportunities, and we cite these in the snapshot. There's recruitment. There's deployment, or how you use your talents on your job. There's training and development. There's recognizing people for a good job. While there are events and activities that occur, I think it's also, and come back to your point, it's opportunities for leaders to find ways to make a connection, to enhance their engagement in what they do. So they're not just events in and of themselves, but they're how you address those points in time in one's career. I'm happy to talk a little bit more about some of the things in the younger generation, if you'd like, but I think this is mostly it's programs and activities for agencies, but it's also opportunities for leaders to be more connected with their workforce.
We're speaking with David Dye. He's the Director of Federal Human Capital Services at Deloitte. And David, you are a leader now at a company. You have worked in the government before. What do you see that companies are doing right, Deloitte and others, that the government could do more of?
Sure. It sounds simple, but it's hard. And I think it goes back to where you spend your time and what kind of impact you have. If I could just focus on this younger generation for a minute, maybe it'll make my point a little bit clearer. You know, when we look across generations, there's obviously things that we all care about in similar ways. Look, everybody wants to learn. We all want to be recognized. We all have lives outside work. Nobody really likes change. But the younger workforce has maybe some different needs. So what do they care about? Well, they care about purpose. We know that 6 out of 10 millennials, a sense of purpose is part of the reason they choose their current employer. So we find ways to attract people that says, here's what we're about, and here's the role that you're going to play, and we're going to find real tangible ways for you to do that. People crave innovation. About 8 out of 10 millennials are influenced by how innovative they see our company when they decide when they want to work here.
And what does that mean? I mean, innovation is sort of a buzzword, but what does it mean when you're talking about this in terms of recruitment?
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that leaders have to be innovative. I think you have to provide opportunities within meetings. Sometimes we hold events where we actually have innovation tournaments. We're trying to solve a big problem, or actually we would give groups of people opportunities to bring innovative ideas to help solve our clients' problems. Well, you get to rally a group of people around giving them, empowering them to come up with a different way of solving a problem and then presenting that before a group of leaders. And then maybe there's some voting on, the top 5 or whatever, and recognizing and rewarding those. That inspires people to want to feel like they're part of something bigger and they're contributing to something very meaningful.
And that word that you just said, empowerment, I mean, that's very telling, right? Because in one of your findings is that about 45% of federal employees say their talents are not used well in the workplace. And so that leads to a question, well, why not? Is it that they don't have that sense of empowerment?
Sometimes I think it's the way we communicate. I do think that, and again, it sounds simple, but two-way communication. You know, there's just, and we provide some of these tips and ideas here in the snapshot, but it's simple things like active listening, providing feedback, asking people for feedback from them on how you're doing, sharing your passions about what's important, asking them for their opinions, recognizing the impact of results, maybe not the hours that they're putting in. So I think there's some very tangible ways that people can connect, empower, and have people feel like they're just contributing to something greater than themselves.
And for those in positions of leadership in agencies who are just getting their days off to a start today, what's the one thing they can do today to start improve the process?
I think it's listen. Well, I think it's understand. Find opportunities to really tap into how, let's just say, your teams are feeling and doing. Whether you do that through a sit-down conversation, looking at these kind of data, take a pulse. So analyze what's going on and do that in a group fashion, but also with everybody individually to the extent that you can. So I think there's a little bit of a listen. And then I would say bring everybody together and have conversations about, how we might improve things for them as individuals and how we might improve things as a group. And then monitor that progress fairly consistently. Don't wait another month. Don't wait another 2 months. Think about doing this every week, every 2 weeks. You'd be surprised about how responsive people will be if you give them their time, your time and attention.
David Dye is the Director of Federal Human Capital Services at Deloitte. David, thanks for joining us, and thanks for the homework assignment.
Thanks, Emily. Nice to talk to you.